So
well, that's actually the together.
Tegen de schoen zou ik Maria kunnen niet zo zeggen. Tegen de schoen zou Daniel Schenen pas je schoen valt. Oké, we zijn. We are continuing today in Yone Nida, packet 6D. D. D is in. Okay. So this packet also contains some inyanik summim that we have not seen. It's like a bunch of different topics on inyanik summim. And so let's see. So there is a Mishnah in Nida when you give him an olive, says, Kol hayad hamal but lived up benoshim bishubachas. Uva anoshim tikatzeis. So what does that mean? That by a woman, the more she's bodik, the better. The more she's bodik, the better. There's a lot of bodikas. Okay, called Hayara Marba Livdo. So a Marba Hareza Meshubach. So this goes on Bedika for a woman. Uva Anoshim he katsates. But a man who does Bedikas, now what does it mean? What is a man doing Bedikas? He's not a Nida. So says Rashi, Shit Bodigatsu Todir Bamoso, Shema Yates. Yotzemimenukeri. So, whereas a man is constantly wiping his aver to see if any keri came out. So, tikatzets, why? Literally means his hand should be cut off, so to speak. You know, means it's another way of saying that it's not a good thing. Shemischame mumagish mashmesh ba'ama umotzi shechvazer levatol. Because if he's going to do too many bedikas, you know, that he's going to put, say, a tissue and constantly be wiping that area, then that could cause maybe Shechva Zera to come out, and then obviously it'll be Levatala. And so he shouldn't do that. And with the woman, It's good because the noshim shubachas mitoch kach lo osi l'dei sofek tumo ubaylo lo osi l'dei isur. Because with a woman, you know, the more you never know, maybe she just became a nida. You know, so the more bedikas you have, the more you'll be aware that whether she's a nida or not. Now, in general, we don't tell people to do this to the way women care. We tell women not to do only because they do with the Zayinikim, not with the Vestos. But we don't tell women to constantly be doing medikas. So what's the pshat? Arav Worgen.
By a man, by the Amr.
Was doctor?
by a man by his amma. Don't we say that if he crushes it with a contest or something, that's what they say in the law, but it's true. And if there's not going to be a problem, meaning the only problem is to touch the
crime. Yeah, but if he overdoes it,
even if there's a.
If he overdoes it, even with the tissue, it, you know, could be, could cause problems. No. But that's the man. What about the woman? So the woman, what are we going to... It's smash for that. It's a good thing. She should always be bodek. She wants to be bodek every day, which is not a need. Let her be bodek. All tikkas the better. So we don't do that as well as that. So precious, why not?
Because we're not concerned about
that. Oh, so Hagon of Gavriel, Lita, says maybe we're not concerned with Taras, because Taras. Woman touches something, it's an issue. She sits down, it's an issue. Everything's an issue because there's certain retires. So that's true. And who says Gavriel's word? Let's look in page 4 in the Rush. And Rav Gavriel's Mechavin to the Rush on page 4. Kol Yadam Rav Luk Benoshim Mushubach Zanoshim Tikotin Mairi Beisha Osekes Bataris. There's a woman who's osik batara. She's osik touching truma. She's touching kodesh. So if she became an eden, she wasn't realizing it, then these trumas and taras are going to have to be burnt and destroyed. And then you're going to be, what? You're going to be mafsid kodeshim, mafsid truma. So that's not a good thing. Aval eino sefes pataras eino livdo klal, shelo yelibo nochfo oporish. But if you're going to be too much, if you're not osik bataras, then the husband's going to get like anxious because he's seeing his wife is always checking. Does that mean maybe she's an ida? And then she's going to be very afraid to, you know, go near her. And then that's not healthy either. So that's what the Rush says. So the Rush is good. The only problem is if you look in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, he's mashma that even from the perspective of nida labayla, it is a problem. Because, you know, it's, in other words, that's the reason she's doing it. Not so much only for Taras, but even he quotes Bakir, he speaks about nida labayla. So it's mashma that it's a good thing, but nida labayla. Which is, which the Rush says, no, the Bible is not a good thing. If she's osik bataras, so then we don't want to be mafsid the taras. So why don't we do this, Ms. Manasa? So again, if you say like the Rush, it's very good. We don't have taras. So Moshe Feinstein. In the Tshuva here on page 16. Let's take a look. So he explains how come we don't do this. So you see what he writes in this, the arrow, on the lower arrow on column 3 on page 16 on the left side. So Rav Moshe says a very good word. He says like this, that Bizman Chazal, when they knew exactly what the five Maros Dam were, you know, because the five Maros Dam are four reds and one black. But within the reds, the different shades of red, and certain reds are mutter. It's only certain shades of red that are usher. But the Rush says that bismanazeh we're not bucky in the different types of red, so we usher all reds. So some of the things that we're answering today is just mitam chumra, that we don't know to differentiate between, between the different types of red. So anything that's notel lad mimus, the Rosh says we're machmer. So if that be the case, if we're going to do excessive bedikas, so then we're going to cause problems, because if we would know exactly what the halacha is, what roots are the reds that are also not, so in economy, we should do excessive bedikas. It might be good that, but today, that we're machmir, anytime there's any form of red, we're machmir, and if we're going to do excessive bedikas, then we're going to be on a chumra and a chumra, because the fact that we ask for every type of red is just a chumra, whatever, it's a discussion, how to view this chumra, but every type of red. So if you're going to do it, so anyway, we machmir on all types of red. So if we do excessive bikkurs and we machmir all types of red, that's going to be too much. That's a chumra and a chumra. So that's why bizman hazeh, we don't follow this Mishnah. Of Kol HaMarbe, Livdo, Kareza, Meshubach. And that fits in good with Rashi, because according to the Rosh, it's only then in which we'll call it. It's only a din in what? In Taras. But Rashi's Mashma not that way, so this is a good explanation within Rashi to explain it. Okay? So that is the first thing that I wanted to look at. Now, the second thing is the following. What if a woman has a kesem? What if a woman has a kesem? So we discussed all the halachas of kesem, right? Not all, but a lot. We discussed on tzivonim, we discussed on less than a gris, we discussed on animal kabbal tumah, right? We did our fair explanations. So the simple pshat is, once you have a kesem, so you're down on the kesem. Is it a gris? Is it less than a gris? Is it tzivonim? Is it animal kabbal tumah? And that's it. So there is a discussion in the Ronim, whether if a person finds a kesem, should they just paskin based on the klolim that we have had before? Or should they do a bedika? They should do a bedika. Because maybe the fact that they're finding blood, so that shows that maybe something is going on. They're finding blood. So she should get to the bottom of it. Get to the bottom of it. Do a bedika. So this is very interesting. Because if they do a bedika, and the bedika is no good, then they've turned the situation from a nisar derabanan to a nisar deraisa. Right? So is that worthwhile? Maybe yes, because like Rabbi Tuchman always points out, that sometimes if a person had a stain and then the stain was mutter, but then he has tashmish with his wife and there's still blood around. Obviously there's a stain, that means there was some blood, and some blood stays inside. And then they had tashmish, so now, and then the blood gets on his aver. So now that's the ABCs of Hilchos Nida, then anything internal is a deraisa. So then we're gonna have a problem. And if I care, we're gonna make things worse than they were. So what is the story of this? Is this included in this idea of Kol Hamarbe Harezim Shubach? Oh. So one of the first people to ever write a English Hilchos Nida book was none other than Scott. Okay.
The tape reader said David Miller.
So David Miller didn't write Hilchos Nidah. David Miller wrote a book on how to build a mikveh in your house. That's all he's teaching you. How to build a mikveh in your house for $5. Okay. No. You guys are saying good names, but you guys don't know history. Because, like, the Rabbi Forrest book just came out. Okay, it came out some time ago, but, you know, if you know the history of... So the, one of the first people to... Oh, who said it? Yitzi? Rabbi Tendler. Yeah, Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe David Tendler of Muncie. Of Muncie. He wrote it. He wrote one of the, what was it called? Pardes Rimonim. Pardes Rimonim was the name of an Achron on Nida, but he used that name, Pardes Rimonim. And what? And he wrote a an English digest of Hilchos Nida.
Marriage manual
for Jewish family. See? Now, Vinny said a point. It's also relevant that probably most of you never heard of, is that Dr. Lamb, that's how Dr. Norman Lamb, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, wrote a Hashkafa book on Hilchos Nidah, the Hedge of Roses in English. That was a very popular thing to get to encourage people who are not necessarily getting involved in Taras HaMishpacha to observe Taras HaMishpacha. That was a that was a very popular book in its time. So, Rabbi, so, Hedge of Roses, yeah. Remember, 1980. What?
1980.
1980, that's the year. Okay, so Dr. Lamb. So those are the so those two books were way before any of the other books that you've mentioned here. And in that book, he writes a chumrah that if a woman has a kesem, they should get to the root of it and do a bedika. Wow. And I tell you what, once I was in the Lower East Side, I was in the Lower East Side, so Sukkos. Usually, they just came out this last week with the Rav David art school. I bought it yesterday. You know, it's exciting. That's cool. So I said most of the years that I was in Lower East Side, you see, Rav David's sukkah was technically across the street from where the sukkah that I was in. It was all communal sukkahs. I was on the same, my in-laws live on the same side of the street that Rav Moshe Feinstein lived on. And Rav David lived across the street. So his sukkah technically was across the street. But the Maisa, since his family, his sons, lived in our side of the street. So he used to usually eat a lot of the meals on our side of the street. But there was one sukkah that he ate on the other side, at least for the years that I was there. So then I want to speak to him. So I just walked into the sukkah and asked him if I walked out. Wasn't as comfortable. It was normally when he was the same sukkah. So, you know, you go over, and then you come and go over again. Late, you know, it was, he didn't, you know, it was the sukkah that I was in. You know, I didn't feel like a stranger. In the other sukkah was not the sukkah that, you know, that I was in. So I asked him, three things I asked him that sukkah. I think I have it written in my notebook. One is, does a kesem require a bedika? Another, are you allowed to sit during hakafas? And can you pass a baby when ishto nida? Those are the three things I asked him. The first one was, could you sit during hakafas? on Simchas Torah. Does a ketzim require a bedika? And whether what?
You
can pass away. Okay, so each one requires its own big discussion. David was very, wasn't a long discussion about this, but Nogel and Yenader, so he held like his brother-in-law, like Moshe David Tendler, that if it's obviously if it's still wet, you can do a medika, she can do a medika, which is very interesting because normally we would say not, right? But they had this idea to do a medika, and then Rabbi Tendler published it in his book, and Rabbi David held from it as well, and from the older sources that say like this, if you look in the Sefer, Hidushim Urim, on page 8. Who's Hidushim Urim? Rabbi Greinemann. Rabbi Greinemann is the Mishpacha of who? No, the Chazanish is Mishpacha. In fact, when I went once, my father, Zichron Levracha, we went to visit Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. So the sefer that he was learning on Hishtender was Kedushim Ubiur. This is Mishpacha, so they will point it out. So he says, Nira, page 8. The Isha Shemotza Kesim Chayevis Lipulatz Miyad, Loshno Ima Kesim Lach O Yavish. So he says it. Imam says it. And maybe that's part of this idea of Kol Amarbe, because Kol Amarbe is Mashma even Stamazoi. So Mamish, if you see that she's bleeding, and so you should be bodek, because if you and you make it from a Darabana to a Daraisa, so don't let it be. Maybe it should be a Daraisa. So that was however, there's a whole school of thought that does not agree with this approach. And look what Rav Abadi writes on page 9. Isha Shemotza Kesem Eina Tzricha Livdok Ulekalkel Es Atzmo. If you find a Kesem, you're not mechuyev. What are you going to make things worse? But here, at worst, it'll be a drabbanan, and maybe it's even mutal gamrei, depending upon Kesem on Sivonim or Kesem, And then in the Sefer Cheshev HaEifod, we did this once this year, right? When did we do? What does the Cheshev HaEifod say? What was the Kiddush we learned in the Sefer Cheshev HaEifod? Dain Parva of Chanoch Parva.
No, that was
really funny. Arguing. Oh, so what does the Cheshire say?
If a woman didn't keep you up,
and finds blood on the tissue,
but there's
no kesem. It's not a kesem. She has to be machmir. It's not a kesem. Whereas others say, no, it is a kesem. Right? That's the argument. But here he writes on page 10. He says, "Reisi b'sefer echad ashayotzu b'zman achron milchas nida toshav sam geish kamen me'amorim hamsarben beis Yisrael." There's some poskim in Eretz Yisrael. Omim d'chol isha sharotzo kesem verotzim letara midin kesem. If they want to find a kesem and they want to ask him that it's mutter, that's a lot more b'tzivonim. If they wear tzivonim, way no mekabel tuma, but mitam shu pachas b'kigris. As I tzricha livdok ba'omek v'rakim lo timtza klom, as I metarim ladam. But it's not mutter just stam, but then you should do a bedika, and then if the bedika is good, then you can be my meko. He says, "Shereisi dover ze amarti marid v'teima teima ekra." What is v'teima teima ekra?
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it. But what is he?
Oh,
it's a pun on the Pasuk and Chumash by the Metzora.
Yeah.
Tami Tami Yikra. So he says, V'tema Tema Ekra. כי פירושו של דבר זהו שאם בא לפניהם אישה שהיא טהורה, גם מן התורה. So because basically what you're doing is you're having a woman who has dam. So okay, he was machmir that a kesem, that a kinuach is not a kesem. But say she stops. She says finds dam on a pad, and it's not a kabbal tumah. So she's tahora, gam min haTorah, gam midrabanan. So now we want to take this woman who's tahora midaraisa and midrabanan. Mishtadim lasos also roa dam shetei tmeir. She's mutar lagamrei, and now we want to make her. Also, midaraisa. Ani baruch Hashem zachisi l'shamish. I'm reading the Chesef Eivod as gedole hamorim has kainim mishalayim rakodesh. That I did shimush with the chashuv rabbanim who pasha betachlis hapashtus. She brought yishul of name v'hi omer shehi dover hanimta. She found something midish a gefinde dach. She found something. It's a way of. It's a newer way of saying she became needed. She found something. Kachu habita b'yushalayim and anashim shakesim nachnis b'shem a gefinde nezach. B'tarim also take of b'lishum isus. But usually if a woman says she has a kesim and it's the, you know, it's less than a gris or it's uncolored or it's on the enum kamotobu, maybe matter. Matzav hukach sheish latar b'din kesim. In the Isim Gimbrachas, Sir David Omar Vani Yodi Meluchlechas Vidam Shvir Uvashilia Kedelatar Ishul Abaila. Bechti Yahavaminish Ibal Ishul Fanenish Itahora Alpi Allah Hashemish. He says it doesn't make sense. A woman is Tahora Mina Torah, and we want to retami her. In the Emes Nochan Adava Shah Isha Tessim Misbahelis Fichoshesh Shemihi. Rob Dekas Asma Vahina Motza Klum, Inkan Ella Kesim. Ella Tia Horosha Tricha Livda Gatsma, who Dover Zar, Asher Lodishma Meola. So the Chesha Vahina, he doesn't hold from it. And basically, his sheet is the seemingly more accepted doc. And that's how I follow what Rabbi Bari said, that again. Rabbi says, why should she be kalkel a satzma by, But look in the tshuva from Rav Yashiv, that's all on page 11. So look what he says, Rav Yashiv, on page 11. Isha Sharosa Kesim Pachas Mikikris. If a woman sees a Kesim less than a gris, O Yosim Mikris, I'll beg it Savua. O I'll beg it She'enu Mikabal Tuma. Nira Da'afsha Mitzad Hadin Elo Din Kesim Klal. Even though Mitzad Hadin, it's not a Kesim. Aval Pikein Mistabra Deroi Verotsu Shetiv Dokachakach. He gives encouragement to do the Bedika. And what does he quote? Our Mishnah. Kol hayara marba livdok mishubachas. V'zeh afi mei tarasa. Kal v'chom ratzu kesim. In other words, the pashup shot of the Mishnah is even if she be mei tarasa, she's not staining, she's not nothing. Still kol hamarba. And Rashi doesn't learn like the Rush. And maybe he doesn't accept Rav Moshe's chiddush. That the reason why we don't do it is because today anywhere with choshes v'ani color, so it would be like a chumra algami chumra. Kavchom matza kesim shoyik hayom leka hagoshes klal. He said, "Om lo b'shas atchak yishmokum l'hakam kaven darei lo rigusha klum afilu hagoshes retivus ulam af dechol ze haynu gam b'zayin kim." Afal piken hadover poshet shachalil lo hakel ba'achas mibdikus hamuchiyovus b'zayin kim shulul asusa. Acher hakesim b'kadei shalot tafsir hasfira zevada chems midin livdok kedin. So he says like this. First of all, he thinks it's proper to do a bedika when you have a kesim. But then he says another thing. See, a lot of times, and this is going to be a separate shir, that when women stain during the zayin nikiyim, so but it's not a stain that acid them. It wasn't less than a gris because during zayin nikiyim they wear white. So they're not wearing color, so it could be potential a lot of problems. But so women say, well, you know, I'll just minimize bedikas. In other words, I won't do a bedik every day. I'll do a bedikas every day. I'll just minimize the bedikas. So, and especially if she stayed. Now, she lucked out that it was the stain was less than a nickel, but it could be once there's a stain there that something's going on. She'll do a bedika, and maybe, for sure be a problem. So some women say, therefore, I'll skip a bedika today. So Rav Yashiv Shita is that no, that's the purpose of a bedika. That's the word, like Rav Yashiv said. Hilchos Nida is not a game. You know, hide and seek. I won't look, I won't do it. No, if it's there and something's going on, find it. Then you should find it. We don't want you not to find it. A lot of people say, okay, so I'll skip a day, I'll skip the. So we'll see who's the Pesach that sanctioned that you could do that. So there is. So we're not up to that. So Rav Rashi says, if a woman has a stain in the middle of the month, so he's saying, really, you should do it, Bedika, then, like Reb David Feinstein and Reb Tendler. Reb Yashiv also says like that. But it's especially if in the middle of Zayin Nekiyim, where there's a chiv to do Bedika, and she has a little bit of stain that didn't matame her, and now she's going to skip. Oh, says, no way. That's the problem. You want to be honest. Are these really Zayin Nekiyim? Or are you just playing games? Then, you know, I'll just not look or not see. When I go and see, it won't hurt me. You know, that's playing games. So therefore, he says that any kesim you need, but certainly if you have a kesim during the Zayin Kiyim, therefore you shouldn't say, well, I'm not going to do a bedika today. Really? No, he says always it's proper. But the Shivan Akim is a mamash achiv to do bedika, then you shouldn't not do it. One year when I was giving the shiurim, my Talmud, Rabbi David Moster from Lower Merion. So he was very into this topic, so he decided to write an article about it and different opinions. And so he wrote an article for the Beis Yitzchak. You can look at it. A lot of this, you know, opinions that maybe plus more of the things that we talked about on this topic. And in the Sefer Shari Tara by Rav Yechiel Michel Stern, who is the Rav of Ezra's Torah, so he wrote a piece here on page 17, Rosa Kesem Chayevus Livdo Gatzma. And he quotes these sort of quotes from Greinemann as others. Now, Mordechai Tendler told me that he never heard such a thing from his grandfather. He doesn't think that he wasn't into this idea of doing Vedikas. There is this, notion that you should. Lemaisa, you know, the minigolem is what the Chesh of Eifot said, not to do bedikas. If you have a bedika and it's tohar because it's on Tzivonim or it's less than a gris or a dalavim, so leave it. And that is the story. But there are, it's always good to know all the every shikar, it's good to know. And then you have to know who wrote. Should pass me? Should not? You shouldn't be not knowing. Oh, I never heard of such a thing. That you can never say, I never heard of such a thing. You can never say, I never heard of the year of everything. And then there's a separate thing. Should be passing with this shikar? Should not? Oh, I never heard of such a thing. Never heard of such a thing. Okay? I'm making sure that you can never say, I never heard of such a thing. And then we have to teach how to ask it also. But there's two things. First, you should never say, I never heard of such a thing. And then you should know how to pass it a child. That takes, knowing how to pass it a child takes many more years to know. But at least to know that you shouldn't say, I never heard of such a thing. So there is such a thing that some people held, you don't do, you do a bedikah by a kesset.
This is the general minhag, is that when the kesed is on something that's not a tumah, it's a case where we would be there the gap right. One doesn't do the tikka.
Right.
What if it is on something?
No, one second. So, and Rabbi Willard says if she's bleeding, you know, even though it's tar, which she should maybe still wait 24 hours, you know, because you never know. Maybe something's brewing. Rav Abadi says 12 hours. Rav Abadi also said to me, he thought that the only should the chumrah to be waiting and not be mutter right away if you have a kesem that's tahar, he thinks is more shayach when it's around the time she's supposed to get her period. But if it's not around the time she gets her period, unless there's very clear raglaim ladavra that something's going on. But it's around the time she's getting a period. She might be getting it a little earlier, whatever. So, yeah.
But in the general case, in the case where it does make yom tov, would we say yom tov then or no?
If it doesn't, no. But I mean, if it makes her tamei, she's tamei. So what do we have to do the drink?
It's also not that.
Right, then we just put tamei.
Right, and you go, so it's think all these cases we're talking about when it's mutter gamri, when it would be mutter gamri.
But it would be mutter gamri. And FLP came to Medika. So Rabbi Ari said, what are you telling us to do with Medika? You're in Mekalkel.
But when it would be tamei, even they don't say do Medika.
Yeah, if it's tamei, it's tamei. Well,
then you make it on rice.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so that is the second part of the shir. Well, no, that's the first part of the shir. Okay. So the next part is Im Kesem Bebeget Habal. Okay, so that's going to take a little time. So maybe we'll start the next year Wednesday from that. Kesem Bebeget Habal. Okay, but what we've discussed today is some fundamental... Because Kesem Bebeget Habal is going to take some time, so I don't want to rush anything. It's a big issue not to rush learning. Okay, make yourself slow or easy, have it sink in, penetrate. Think about it. Think about learning. Think what you learn. Review it in your head. Understand it. Look it up again. Okay. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll continue Bez Hashem Wednesday. Good to see you all. Okay, have a good day. Thank you.